It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And have you ever left a big tip at a restaurant or a bar just to impress someone?
Yes, no. I actually have.
Wait, I thought it was to be kind to your servers or bartenders, but okay.
It's called a win-win.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe you regretted it afterward.
Yeah, when you check your bank.
Yeah, but would you ever consider trying to take it back?
What?
No, you don't.
You don't get a take. There's no take backsies
on that
one.
That isn't yours anymore.
Okay, I know you guys are saying that because you're on the radio right now.
No,
but in real life,
no.
Would you try it?
No, I was a server for so long.
Yeah, I spend that money right away as a server.
What are you going to do? Like, go back to your bank and be like, I didn't mean to put that zero at the end of that number?
I'd like to file fraudulent claims.
See, on myself?
You guys act like you weren't going to do it, but here you are knowing all the ways to take it back. The reason I bring this up is because a server recently shared a story about a customer who actually did that, and now their story's going viral. Apparently, a guy came in and spoiled his date in a good way.
No.
He ordered a bunch of expensive stuff. He got the steak and the lobster, tons of apps.
My style.
And when the bill came, he insisted on paying it.
Uh-huh.
It came to $289.
That's a good night.
Yeah. I think for all of us, that's a lot of money to spend on a meal for just two people.
Yeah, for one meal. Absolutely. Yeah. That's like monthly groceries for some people.
And so then on top of that, he tipped $100.
That's
awesome, though. You tip 50%.
Dude, I've been a server forever. Yeah. I've seen servers cry over $100 tips. So that is huge.
I think it's awesome.
I mean, it's very generous.
Absolutely.
If you do the math, that's almost 35% tip.
That's amazing.
Wow. I thought it was, okay.
But
don't do the math.
Don't do the math, Brooke. I'm doing the math, and it's radio math.
Okay.
Like, it's 700%.
But here's what happened next, okay? Because shortly after they left, he ran back into the place by himself, demanding that they reduce his tip to just $20.
What a jerk.
Oh.
That's not even 20% on a $200 bill.
That's 10%.
That is messed up.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was a total jerk about it, apparently.
Stop. Oh. I'm sorry. And the thing is if you can afford a $200 restaurant bill, you can afford the $100, dude.
You probably couldn't. It was probably mommy's credit card. She's going to see a tip.
Yo, I only have $250 in my account, so can you please not do that?
This is a problem.
Well, and even worse, his date is totally fooled. She has no idea what a jerk he is.
Yes. She's with some big ballers.
And that he's kind.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
But he went back in and he said if his tip reduction did not go through, which, by the way, tip reduction is something he probably doesn't have to ask at the doctor's because his is already so small.
Yeah.
But if he said it didn't go through, he'd dispute it with his credit card company. So selfish to do.
That is messed.
Calling fraud on himself.
Bad.
I mean, I
hate this dude. Can we call the girl he went out with and tell her? She needs to know.
Yeah.
Well, so what happened next there? The server was obviously pissed.
Yeah.
And according to the reports, they didn't like being used as just part of his show for his date.
Absolutely.
What she did is she followed him out of the restaurant.
No, she didn't.
She ran up to his car.
The date's in the car.
Date is still in the car.
Yes!
And she taps on the window. And then in front of his date, she says to him, "Sir, if you want to reduce your tip from $100 to just $20, you'll have to sign a new receipt." Mic drop.
Yes.
Oh, that is so, and she was so specific, too.
Yes.
And I love that.
I love her.
And the best part is,
I want to tip her right
she
now.
She wasn't rude either.
No.
She was just very honest.
That's
like
the rules.
Yeah, exactly. You have to sign this receipt. She just waited for him to go to the car to do it.
Yeah. Did he do it? Did he actually do it?
Well, he had no choice. And the guy's date was stunned. And the dude was just glaring at her the entire time, but he couldn't say anything because those are the rules.
Can you imagine? He was probably like, "Oh no, they were so rude to me. Like, there's a story you don't know."
I'm sure. But hopefully by that point you can see through it.
Yeah.
Like, you're an idiot if you can't tell what a jerk this dude is.
Alexis, I know you were a food delivery app driver at one point, but were you ever a server?
Yeah, at a restaurant.
What's the weirdest thing that happened to you while you were serving?
Oh, the weirdest
customer.
I don't know. That's
too many. They always tip the hot blonde.
Yeah. Okay. One time just, someone only gave me 25%. Yeah. And I was like, why?
Stop. I thought sometimes they complain about like the bread being moldy or something to me. And I'm like,
well,
that's a
good complaint. Why is your bread moldy at your restaurant?
I don't know. Well, it's closed permanently. But
good. Thank you, health department.
Thank God.
Sometimes they came back and, you know, complained about stomach issues. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's cockroaches.
It's
all
not
in my soup.
Fault. I just bring out the moldy bread. I don't bake it.
Yeah, okay, weirdo. Don't complain about the moldy bread.
Okay.
It's organic mold.
Interesting. Yeah.
You asked.
It got shut down. The restaurant shut down.
Oh, it is good. Closed.
I know good. When I worked for an upscale private school Michelin star bakery, no one ever took their tips back from me.
I bet. Yeah.
In fact, they tipped extra.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway.
Michelin star.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.